Leading the news this morning, the opposition has rejected an independent analysis of its election commitments. Leading economist Saul Eslake has done the sums and says the coalition needs to find another $30 billion in savings. But the Shadow Assistant Treasurer Matthias Cormann says the actual figure is much lower. There's growing international anger over a suspected chemical attack in Syria. France says the world should respond with force if the allegations are proven to be true. Syria's opposition says hundreds of people were killed in a chemical attack in Damascus, but the regime claims that is false. Egypt's former president Hosni Mubarak has been released from jail. He was flown out of a Cairo prison by helicopter and taken to hospital. Mr. Mubarak is expected to be put under house arrest while he faces charges over the 2011 uprising. Disgraced Chinese politician Bo Xilai has given a spirited defence on the opening day of his trial for corruption. He's accused of taking millions of dollars in bribes. Mr. Bo says he was coerced into making a confession and he's dismissed testimony from witnesses, including his wife. And just a day after being sentenced to 35 years in jail, Bradley Manning has revealed he wants to live as a woman. The US soldier was jailed for leaking thousands of secret documents to WikiLeaks. In a statement read out on a US talk show, Manning said he wanted to begin hormone therapy and be known as Chelsea.